Good job, Jeff.
All right, guys. And just a quick reminder that this call will be posted on our podcast for those of you who are iPhone users and will be available on Stitcher if you are an Android user. So make sure to pick up this call after we are done so you can listen, listen, listen again. Now we'll go ahead and pass it over to Mr. Mike Levenchovich.
Hey, Lauren, Sherry, thank you for getting things kicked off. Appreciate it. And, oh, my gosh, it's exciting. It certainly was exciting flying out of Louisville today. I'm coming at you from an airport as we're en route on a trip. But, seeing all the private jets there, for those that haven't seen it, this is how they fall into Louisville. There's no place to park them, so they're parked and scattered across the lawn around the airport. It's almost like if you can imagine having a party in your neighborhood and there's no parking on the street, so everybody just starts parking in your yard, the neighbor's yards, except here in Louisville it's the big party where everybody's flying in and there's no room to put all their planes. But with that said, hey, I'm excited to be on this call. Here we are, and we're just kind of in the first week of May, and it's amazing how quick the year has gone by, but there's a lot of big things happening. We've had a massive week for a number of agents and amount of premium that's been written. That's been exciting. You heard some great paychecks from some of the guys out there. And it wouldn't be possible without some of our partner carriers that we have, one of them being Mr. Darwin, Herman, Foresters. We love these guys, and we love what they're able to do for us and help us out and help our clients out. They've really put us in a great position to be in. And so with them, one of the things that's there right now is this relationship that started back the planning of it started back, I think, in 2004, but it came to fruition in 2005. And having that kind of a relationship that's now 12 and a half, almost 13 years old, has been amazing. Being able to say that we've had people there at Foresters like Darwin that have been there the whole time from the very beginning is really something that's powerful for us and carries a lot of weight. It's been exciting. So to have Darwin take time to come out and be on this call today with us is awesome. He's been a friend of mine, a friend of the Alliance now. And I can remember the first time I met Darwin in Toronto in the fall of 2005 as we were up there having dinner at the CN Tower and hanging out. And it just, who would have thought that, 12 and a half years later, we'd still be buddies, still be meeting each other in Toronto and other places around the world. I'd be with him in Hawaii coming up in a couple of weeks. But Darwin, hey, man, I appreciate you taking the time to be here today and just give you a chance to say hi. I know we've got a lot to cover today.
Hey, good afternoon, Mike, and thank you first for the opportunity to get on your call today. It really is my pleasure. It's a great way to wind down the week here in Lauren and Sherry, and their happiness puts a big smile on my face. And, yeah, who knows? Who would have thought all those years ago? I recall that first visit, and Mike, you might find this interesting. Last night I actually had dinner with some colleagues from way back when. They're no longer with Foresters, but one of them was Don LeBlond, who was, very instrumental in working with Hugh Simpson, putting this deal together. And, we've had a better runner, more consistent run, meaning you and I and Noel and your family, the 13 years, and Don. I just see him every other year. So back then, I didn't know what I didn't know, but I'm certainly glad that I was presented with the opportunity to start this great relationship and be here this 12 and a half years later. It's fantastic. And, on a note, Mike, I'm spoiled. I saw you and Noel at Instant Thunder a couple of weeks ago. And then you were in Toronto last week along with the top 33, and included in that was, I guess you could call him Mr. Nice Guy. I always thought Paul was very nice, but I didn't know that was his alias. And Junior Korea, so Tri-State was very well represented. So getting spoiled, and we finished this week with another opportunity to be around the Tri-State group.
Well, cool. And Darwin, I know you just look at the things that have been happening. I know that I can remember meeting you the first time up in Toronto. I remember coming back, a year later, as you guys had a contest that you guys had announced, as Foresters was doing different things to invest in the relationship with the Alliance back then. I remember a contest for the first 6 months of business. I remember Paul and Val Epstein winning that and being up in Toronto back in the summer or August, I think it was, of 2006, and being there and And it was just cool having, you know, Paul there with us and his wife Val, and I think that was their first trip they had earned. And to see that Paul's team has become the really the largest part of our organization, and then to have him coming back with us last week there in Toronto as being part of the top 33, but not just being part of the top 33, but seeing Paul Epstein really having qualified to be in the upper echelon as he was kind of in the top 10 of the groups in that room, as having hit regional manager and knocking on the door of national manager. It was just neat seeing Paul in there being included in that group and to know that, hey, that's just been another relationship that's blossomed over the last several years. And also to have Junior coming up to speed, representing the Cruise organization, also being included in that top 33 there, being there with someone else and helping someone else kind of really grow in that Forrester's relationship. And just seeing, you know, Forrester's, or seeing Darwin, how you and Forrester's continue to do things to invest in the relationship with the Alliance. Like, Darwin, if you could, we've got some new agents that may be here as, you know, first time with the Alliance or just getting started with us. Can you give some sense of how much the Alliance plays a part in the relationship at Forrester's and how it even kind of jumps into the growth plan at Forrester's right now?
Absolutely, Mike. You know, it gets old, but it never gets tired to say that, you know, the Alliance has been our number one partner every year we've been doing business together. And, you know, our office is still buzzing from the visit last week. Jim Boyle, our president and CEO, joined the meeting with Jim Henson and Bob Grannon while you guys were down in your breakout sessions. And, you know, the first thing Jim said to Bob and Jim was, hey, pleasure to meet you. Our relationship with the Alliance is very important, and what could we do differently? And then Jim pretty much said the same thing when he, Andy, Knut Olson, and I had dinner on April 9th. It was the very first time Jim Boyle had met Andy, and, you know, like his predecessors, he was very impressed with what Andy has accomplished. He's been such a big part of Forrester's. I mean, he took us from the ground and brought us up to the sky. And Jim, like many at Forrester's, is betting big on him to help us achieve our goals. It's not easy being number one. In the early days, Mike, it was a layup. But, you know, we actually have some contenders now, not just pretenders. And it was funny. I think it was Friday. I was walking around the office, and Chris Stranahan, you know, you bet him. He was our international fraternal president. He was walking around on the floor, and he was chanting Premium Points Paris. So his meeting with Andy went well, and he's quick to get into the program. I don't know if he was angling for a trip, but we'll have to get him licensed and up and running. But, you know, seriously, we couldn't achieve our goals at Forrester's without the Alliance, and there's no other way to say it. We were a company that was struggling and looking for something, and we're so lucky to find an organization like the Alliance with similar values that wanted to do the same thing. So, you know, we can't state it enough, but I think through the actions, and those are more important, and we've been pretty consistent with that over the 13 years, and regardless of who the leader is, and it's been a consistent thing, too. I had a note from Paula Damascola, who was one of the tour guides in Deanna Jervez, and one of them said, hey, it was a great pleasure meeting you, Alex. She was the guide for the Fitz group. Your group was awesome, really made my day, my team days, too. Hope to see you again in July. And It was great relationship building for the people that are processing your business and your new guys on the phone today that don't know about Forrester's. They're going to get to know some of the names like you know some of the names. And like I'm sure that Paul has met over the years and talked to on the phone, and Junior and Joe Dukes. I thought that actually Lauren and Cherie were describing me there for a second until they got to the size of the personality. I qualified on the bald head, but yeah.
There you go. All right. And so, Darwin, you know, I think just to even clarify a little bit further, when people talk about, you know, the Alliance coming to Forrester's, when Forrester's kind of at a lower point in being an organization that matched up, for people that don't know, I think it's important to maybe even come back to this. Back in 2005, prior to the Alliance getting together with Forrester's, had Forrester's ever worked with an outside marketing group, or had they always – you know, what was their distribution like? Where did all of Forrester's sales come from prior to the Alliance coming on board?
Well, at the time we met you, it was coming from, and we could debate whether that was an oxymoron, but all our production was coming from our career agency, our captive agents. And, Mike, I remember back in 2005 when we were in that conference center that we were just in last week. It looks a little bit different. But you all were going around the tables and you were giving us your monthly production numbers. I can't remember how many people were there, but maybe eight agencies were represented. And I remember George Mahatchi and I looking at each other and being somewhat impressed, but we were confused because you guys were giving us monthly production and we thought it was your annual production. So I remember that. It's not hyperbole to say that, you know, we were at the bottom of where we could possibly be and we were looking at options. And one of them was just becoming a trust for our membership because we just were not growing. We were not adding members to us. And it was such a blessing to meet a company, again, like yourselves, that had an interest in us. And I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars in premium later in insurance in force, you saved us. And we're a company we could be proud of being Foresters now.
And for those that have heard this story before, I hope you remember to tell the story. And for those that haven't, I hope you can develop some appreciation for the story and what's come together here. Because I look back on it, and I'm kind of amazed. The fact that, you know, again, Foresters not having worked with an outside marketing organization before to working with us and a couple others, and the fact that, hey, we're still here. And even at the time, Foresters was almost like a backup plan for us. We've had two other strong carrier relationships, and to watch how Foresters has moved into becoming – the Alliance's number one carrier relationship is, again, I think a testament to the relationships and the values that are there that have been shared. We continue to build on that. So watching
– Hey, Mike, if I could jump in because that's a very important point too. I remember George Mahatchi and I being at one of the very first national conventions as well, and you mentioned two carriers and you had a clear number one, and George's goal was to be the little number two. And I don't mean demeaning by number two, but there was quite a gap. But that was our goal, is to become that second. And when we, again, fast forward to see where we are in terms of our standing with you, we exceeded our ambition, or we just didn't know what we were hoping for, but very, very important.
Yeah. So it's been cool to watch the growth. So and I think to fast forward even now as we kind of look at what's happening here, I'm watching how – here we are at this point, and we have the top 33 event, and it was just kind of cool to have that group there and reminisce, look back, but much, very much looking forward, and to see how, see what Andy's been doing to double down. And I don't know if everybody has seen this, but if you look at what he's done to invest in the plane, to invest in the hangar so he can be on the road more in a very efficient way, him buying a plane isn't just a status symbol. He's working that thing to the bone so he can be out and be in as many cities and be traveling as he can. For me, that's been a huge, huge asset. To watch what he's done, to invest more in lead creation. And for those that haven't seen, if you do a search on the instant purchase site, you can see how many leads in inventory there are. So to know there's more leads to support the agent growth. For those that haven't seen, I looked this morning and we're up over 29,000 of A leads and discounted A leads, which have sat there because nobody's picked them up yet. That's 29,000 families that we have not issued their response to an agent yet is very, very massive. So that's huge. Then you look at what else he's done from building a conference center last week. And then you look at doing what he's done with the March Madness contest of taking 100,000 and putting on the table. Then coming back and then doing this 90-day contest where he's got, if you look at all the different incentives, about $250,000, $260,000 on the table for this three-month contest. Andy is saying, hey, look, we're doubling down. Yes, we've grown, and look at what we can be. And I'm hoping people see that and believe it and understand it and see the opportunity to grow, whether it's growing your personal production or looking to grow your sales organization and just understanding what's there and even just understanding the 212 contest and how you can be rewarded for your sales volume and how you can be rewarded for what you're doing on the recruiting side and not just recruiting agent, but getting them started and getting them issuing business is the incentive there. And then to see how wide open these contests are for people to add. I mean, a $20,000 or $15,000 or $10,000 bonus check for 3 months of effort is pretty amazing. So the fact that Andy's in this doubling down mode, I hope people see it. I hope they appreciate it. And I'm just excited that it's there. But then, Darwin, what I've seen is that you and Jim and Canute have taken, you know, have taken Andy's example and said, hey, we want to get on this too. And Darwin, if we can just walk through some of the things that you guys have done to say, hey, we're looking to double down right now. We see what Andy's doing. We're looking to put our money on the table. Talk to me a little bit about the things that, you know Forrest has been intentional about, because I don't know that everybody has seen everything that's happening right now.
Well, gladly, and, it's an investment in the partnership. And again, for those listening, if you do the math, Andy's numbers are so crazy. At Instant Thunder, he kept adding numbers to categories. But we're not talking pennies here, right? I mean, it was 100,000 in March, 200 and something thousand in the next 90 days for his madman. So, you know, Mike, he was telling me about this. We were talking on the phone, and I just said, well, hey, I want to participate as well. I want in somehow. So we started to toss around ideas, and, you know, he had something about, hey, let's do something like, you know, hats, like we did for the top C100 last year. And said, well, you know, hats and shirts have size requirements. So we said, hey, let's come up with something else. So, you know, we started with financial. So what we will do is for the top 10 agents, we'll have a chance to win $1,000 each cash reward for Foresters. The top 33, because that number is significant. I didn't get it at first when he was asking me to build 33 of these, but 33 backpacks. And if you've watched Instant Thunder, they are nice-looking backpacks. I wish I would have ordered 34 because I'd love one for myself, and it's branded with Foresters. We are giving
those, by the way, pause a little. First of all, I don't want to go too fast. I want to on the backpacks themselves. Those are one of those that fall in the top 33 on the selling side. I asked somebody what they thought those things were worth, and somebody said, you know, those nice leather backpacks, they were thinking they might be like $200. I don't know what the retail value is, but they're sweet-looking, limited-edition-type backpacks where, I mean, you're going to be styling if you pick up one of those, if you have not seen the picture or seen the one that they had there at Instant Thunder. So those are nice, Darwin. In fact, Darwin, if we could, I even want to go back to the contest that you mentioned on how Foresters is taking the top 10 and having a drawing for those people. I don't know if people understand that, you know, because there's some people on this call that are thinking, man, I don't know if I could be in the top 33 salespeople across the country. Well, this contest that Darwin and Foresters have got for the extra, for this $10,000, is for the people that aren't in the top 33. Because, Darwin, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it for the people that qualify to be in the drawing, aren't you excluding everybody that makes it into Andy's pool for the top 33?
We are, Mike. You know, said another way, this is for a chance for to have more winners because it's quite likely if they're the top 33, they'd be in the top 10. So, you know, I was looking for an incentive, and Andy's always interested in how we could look at things differently. It's like, well, let's give everybody or anyone a chance. So for someone that's sitting out there today, and Lauren mentioned the names, people just passing their test, that's you we're talking about. You have this opportunity. You know, go out there, protect some families, give yourself a chance to win $1,000 on top of all the commissions that you're paid. And I heard some great paycheck sizes there. Again, my pen ran out of the ink when I'm hearing that. So, yeah, Mike, this is an addition. So the number of winners after this all said and done, it's, you know, we're talking, what, 50? You know, you're going to have 33 on the building side, 33 on the producing side, maybe some crossovers. We have another 10, that's 66. And, you know, I think word has it for some other contests. And, yes, those backpacks, they're not something that you're picking up nylon to send your kid to school with. These are nice stressed leather. I looked at them. They're great for traveling because you guys are going to be traveling all over the place. They're TSA, easy to bring down your flap and show them your laptop, and it has holes for earbuds and pockets and everything. They're great. They really are great.
Cool. And so on the 10,000, so the qualification for somebody to be in on that drawing, so here's what I understand that is, Darwin, is that you need to write and have $10,000 of business of premium issued with a minimum of 10 different applicants or 10 different families. So a combination of at least 10 families and at least 10,000 gets you in the drawing for one of these $10,000 prizes.
That is right?
Correct.
That is right.
So now, And so the people that are in the top 33 on the selling will not qualify. Now, here's a question I had, Darwin. If somebody's in the top 33 on the recruiting contest, are they still included on the drawing for the Foresters? Can they double dip that way, or are they excluded from the Foresters drawing for one of those $1,000 prizes as well?
You know, Mike, I almost feel like it's Jim Henson asking me a question and he knows the answer. I don't know the answer to that, but I would think that they would be eligible, but I don't know what Andy has in mind, and we should probably check that. What are your thoughts?
Well, let's assume that they're not eligible. So I'm thinking, well, that's 66 chances for the top 33 selling, top 3 recruiting, and then 10 more chances for somebody to participate. So we're now up to 76 slots. And then
– yeah.
I mean, so
yeah,
just,
and when
just
we were
like,
on stage
that's a lot.
The Thunder, he kept kind of hinting that or suggesting it was outside. Of course, all these years later, sometime I still have a hard time understanding exactly what Andy's saying. He was changing his mind, but that probably is the safe bet and what his intention was.
Okay, so with that said, so if you're thinking, man, I've got to compete with these recruiters, I've got to compete with the top, so no, you got a shot, so you could be part time. I mean, you think, hey, 10,000, that's like 5 apps a month for 2 months if you just got your license today. So if you're a newbie, like you're brand new with us, you got a shot to pick up a $1,000 bonus in your first 2 months with us, not to mention the commissions you'll make on top of that. So I want people to see that. So we've got Foresters doubled down by this awesome trip we had in Toronto last week, going up, and we had an executive suite reserved at the Toronto Blue Jays and in Boston Red Sox game, and that was amazing. Then being there, having a nice dinner, being a great hotel at the Fairmont downtown, that was all picked up by Foresters. Coming back, we're seeing what they've done on this top 33 contest for the backpacks, then the $10,000 they're kicking in. And then I just was watching the video, getting up to speed on the product updates. So when I saw you guys have these $25 gas cards, and you know what? I've already forgotten what the requirement is, but what does an agent need to do to pick up one of these $25 gas cards?
Well, you know, we're going to really stretch your people here, Mike. We're looking for them to have 5 strong foundation cases paid between now and June 17th, between May 7th and June 17th.
So, it's basically
we're really not trying
40,
to stretch
42 days. So if you happen to 40. Issue 5 strong foundation, now does it have to be e-app or paper app or just either or? Doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter. We're not going to distinguish. We'll keep score. If you have 5 strong foundation paid cases, you're going to receive a $25 gas card of your choice. And, you know, we say it's the first 250 agents, but if someone does it 10, you know, it's going to be get out there and protect families fast. Every 5.
Now,
it's like our haystack.
Oh, every 5. So if I were to help 25 families, I could actually get 5 $25 gas cards?
You could.
So there's – oh, wow. So I could win multiple times. So if I'm an overachiever, there's no limit. We're not putting a ceiling on anybody.
The limit is on the number of gas cards we have.
Okay, got it. So it's 250 total. So whoever's in first – got it. Okay. So if somebody makes a run, they got a good chunk. Okay, that's cool. So that's out there. So that's – it says 250 of them available. So if you're using and moving a lot of strong foundation, that's amazing. So that's the fourth way that you guys are throwing money and doubling down. And then on top of that, I don't know how many people have heard as we talk about the strong foundation. Darwin, I don't know the word has gotten out yet what Foresters has done on the compensation side of the strong foundation, but I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we thought let's have more incentive. You need more reason. In addition to like the nice changes we made to it, there's a bump for selling strong foundation policies effective April 28th. So Andy said, hey, you know what? We want to do more together. We want to protect more families. We like Foresters. We like strong foundations. So everyone out there is entitled to a commission increase. There are no exclusions, Mike.
All right.
Strong foundation and strong foundation only.
Okay, so on strong foundation, so let's give an example. So if you're a level 1 agent, prior to this week, your compensation on the old version of strong foundation was 55%. And so while I haven't looked it up, I believe it was bumped up to like 56 or 57%. So it's about a 2-point increase just for doing the same thing. And as you believe the increase goes up at each level by a couple tenths of a point beyond that. So if you're up at an agency manager level, an 85 point, I think now you're close to an 88 or 88.5% commission level. And if you're up around Paul Epstein's level, like at a 100-point contract, I think you might be up around 104% on the strong foundation level. So for those that are wondering, hey, that makes it the highest paid term product that we have. So Forrester's putting more on the compensation side for what you're writing. So I think that's a huge deal out there. So for those that don't know, if the word hasn't gotten out to you, hey, that's why we're talking about on this call. So you understand that Forrester's out there. They're saying, hey, we believe our product is better. We're willing to make the pay better. And we think that's awesome. And if you're not fired up, if you can't get fired about some of the product changes that are coming up, we hope you get fired up about this. So that's you.
I hope so. Spreading the love, Mike.
That's right. Okay, so Darwin, in addition to making the compensation adjustments, I understand that there are some changes to the Forrester's Strong Foundation product. Talk to me about what some of the other enhancements and adjustments you guys have made to Strong Foundation as you guys have had this refresh or kind of relaunch of the product.
All right. Well, new on the new Strong Foundation, a family health benefit rider. It's automatically included at no additional premium. It's free. This is like looks a lot like a member benefit, Mike. It's for a hospital stay, an ER visit, a trip in an ambulance in the case of an emergency and a natural disaster. When I say emergency, I don't mean a heart attack. But and believe me, there's plenty of opportunities for natural disasters. If you've been following the news, we're going to be in Hawaii a couple of weeks, but we had floods, and now we've got a volcano erupting. Some of our members in Hawaii might take advantage of that. We're adding the common carrier accidental death rider, automatically included for no additional premium. Again, free. What we will do there is if your client, our member, dies as a fare-paying passenger, we're going to double the death benefit. So death benefit times twice more on the common carrier. So $50,000 strong foundation. They die in a plane. It's 2 times 50. That's 100. That's 150. New improved underwriting criteria. As Andy likes to say, we're taking more sugar. So type 1 accepted for ages 40 to 59, diagnosed less than 5 years ago, and ages 60 plus diagnosed less than 25 years ago. Type 2 accepted for ages 35 to 49, diagnosed less than 15 years ago, and ages 50 plus any duration. Mild COPD. So, we had a big debate when we were in Toronto. Mike, what does that mean exactly? Doug's telling me between 2 and 4 tables, depending on certain factors. But we're going to accept some mild COPD. We're not talking people on oxygen and smoking. There's a new product detail page. That's no big deal. We're changing the terminology, so smoker to tobacco, but it's terminology only. There's no change in the definition on Strong Foundation. It has that very liberal, non-smoking definition. And I think the thing that you really want to look out for, and it's not like it's a great new feature, but it's new and effective on April 28th. It's now an age nearest birthday versus an age last birthday. Someone doesn't know what that means on the phone. Hey, right now, you could take an 80-year-old, last week you could find someone that's age 80, put them on a 10-year term strong foundation. Now it depends on their age nearest versus the age they're at. It might be a little confusing, but we heard you when you're in Toronto. We're working on the calculator. We'll get you to enter the birth date, and we'll do the math and coming up with the age of that.
Okay. And so there's several key things. I think the nearest birthday piece, so those that are listening, you're going to want to make sure if you're a new agent, pay attention. Nearest birthday means if it's their half birthday, you're going to be rounding up to their next age. And it makes it consistent with the way that age is calculated on Strong Foundation, and Smart UL and Advantage Plus. So all three of those products that use the same application pack are now going to have the same method of age calculation or determination. So that should be consistent amongst those products, those writing Smart UL and Strong Foundation. So be aware of that. The other piece that I want to come back to is we have some agents that are very good at their field underwriting. Darwin, I know we're going to get some questions on the insulin. Can you shed a little bit more light on the insulin diabetes and what to look for if somebody's taking insulin and when they will and won't qualify on the Strong Foundation now?
You want me to go over the ages and the diagnosis again, Mike?
Sorry. I think so. Yeah, let's just slow down and kind of I want to hit that again just so people are kind of seeing that and getting more of a sense of they kind of get ready. We need people to look at the manual, but let's just – I think of the one most – it's probably one of the more common things that people are going to be asking about. So let's take another minute on that.
Well, and absolutely, and I will give you credit for going on and looking at the webinars and the videos made, and I would encourage everyone else to do the same. I'm not going to name names, but someone that was there last week, and we had this discussion, submitted a smart UL and was looking at the underwriting criteria for a strong foundation. So I will go slow. Diabetes, we will accept type 1 for ages 40 to 59 if they're diagnosed less than 5 years ago, so 40 to 59 years old. And anyone that's age 60 and up that was diagnosed less than 25 years ago. Type 2, accepting ages 35 to 49, diagnosed less than 15 years ago, and ages 50 plus, any duration.
Any duration. Okay, that's good to know. Now, you said something I also want to be clear on. In the past, we've followed the suit that Strong Foundation Smart UL shared the exact same underwriting platform. So these changes on the insulin, diabetes, and the COPD, is that applying to Smart UL and Advantage Plus as well, or strictly only to the new Strong Foundation?
Strictly only new Strong Foundation.
Okay, so there is hope. Okay. So now, some things for our agents. This is good. It didn't hit me until just now as you said that, because I don't know. I picked up on that last week, but I want to be clear that these new changes, some of these enhancements, the widening of the underwriting profile for Strong Foundation does only apply to Strong Foundation. It does have a separate set of guidelines, and it is different now than what Smart UL and Advantage Plus are. So I think it's important that we're clear on that. And while it's very similar, there are some differences, and these are now differences. That's big, so we kind of want to make sure we keep that communication out there. Okay. Man, that's good to know. Love to see it widening up there. For the people taking COPD, Darwin, I know we had a couple questions on what moderate, you know, in addition to not smoking and not being on an oxygen equipment of any sort, is there any other indicators or tools to help us understand what will be accepted on COPD, or are we still waiting for some more detail and clarification on that?
Mike, I think it's the latter. When we launched this, which again was just last week, we put out the new underwriting guide and what we called the cheat sheet. You might remember we created that with Doug Parrott when he was actually at one of the meetings we sat on stage when we went over that. So you have that cheat sheet. I kind of want to be clear as I can without really knowing everything, and anybody that knows me know I don't know everything, but we're not going to be the COPD underwriters of the world, right? So mild, right, that is not our sweet spot, okay? It's not our goal to have all COPD coming. So, you know, I think Doug will look at it, and again, not looking for ghosts, but looking for a way to say yes, but looking at those other conditions as well, right? Inclusions, because it's Doug said it's without records, and we don't have any records. We have what's on the application, we have the MIB, and we have the script check. It's going to be a challenge, right? And we're not going to start ordering records because that's not going to lead to quick issue or quick pay, and we'll be sitting on those gas cards. The price of gas goes down, or we're running an alternate form of fuel.
Okay. Yep. All right. That's big. Okay. Let's see. Now, those are the main changes on Strong Foundation on Simplified Issue. Now, and I think I love it. I think it, again, you've made it a more attractive product in a lot of ways. Some big things are going to happen there. You also made a change in terms of taking away Strong Foundation fully underwritten, but bringing in a similar or I'll call it similar product called Your Term on the fully underwritten side. And I like a couple things about that. Darwin, do you want to give a couple quick comments on the Your Term on the fully underwritten side? I guess even before we go there, I want to mention, as we do have some new agents, we try to make sure that in our market of serving middle America, 95% of what we do is simplified issue, meaning no medical exam, because that's really what middle America needs. That's what's going to assist most families. But there are some cases, sometimes we find a case where somebody has justification and a need for a $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million policy, and we need to go into a competitive, fully underwritten situation. And there are going to be times when that's required, but that is by and large the exception and not the rule. But with that said, we do have some large cases that come up that need this kind of a product. So we want to understand the position of it. But knowing that the your term is there in these kind of extreme situations, but know that it's there. And Darwin, just a couple of, you know, words on what's going on with the your term and where you see it fit in the portfolio.
Absolutely, Mike. And you know what? You are a student of this industry. I think you've been in a situation where you've gone in a home. Someone thinks that they know a little bit about something, whether they saw an ad in USA Today or saw an advertisement on TV, and that client thinks that they're in great health. You know, they've got that Superman logo on their chest. They compete in triathletes or triathlons, and they want the super low rates. And, you know, you have a choice. You could try to protect them or you could leave, and I don't think you ever want to leave anything on the table. So if you have a client like that, your term is very competitively priced. You know, you should know, and those on the line, the premium rates are very similar to, you know, your other carriers. I guess I don't want to get specific, Mike. If you want to later on, you can do that. Your term qualifies for trip credits to, Paris and Switzerland. It comes with our free member benefits. It comes with our free charity benefit provision. And I understand it has better comp than your other fully underwritten plan. And when we were at, NatCon early in the year, I talked to a couple of agents that dabble in fully underwritten business because they have clients that want, and they had some quotes from some of your competitors. I had the calculator. I ran some quotes for your term. We came in less, and significantly less in some cases.
Yeah, I noticed that too because I had a client that was looking, or an agent that had a client was looking for a large fully underwritten case, and what I noticed in looking at that is that your term came out lower price than another product that thinks it has the answers, is how I'll phrase that. And and again, Forrester's comes out at a lower price on the same underwriting platform, and there's a higher commission for the your term. You've got the member benefits, and we've got the trip credit, which doesn't come with all the answers. So for those that understand what I'm saying, I think it's important to understand. So I just want people to know that. I think it's another tool that's out there, and it's worth considering knowing if you have to go in that direction. But again, knowing that Strong Foundation is our primary product that we're going to use in our simplified issue situation. Whew, all right, so big stuff that's out there. Darwin, I'm just amazed that you guys continue to invest in the product. I don't think people understand what goes into just, you know, making adjustments to a product, but I know you guys put money into these upgrades, and I appreciate you guys taking the time even just to help out with the announcements here. Darwin, anything else going on the Forrester side of things or anything else that we should know about?
Sure, Mike. I'd like to add, without getting very specific, but there was a number of items raised or suggestions made when the top 33 were in Toronto, and we took advantage of that from every level. And, you know, it's no surprise that your representatives from the Alliance weren't shy. So many of those things were coming back. I mean, off topic, but Smart UL, you sat down with JS and had a discussion. We have already approached a vendor on that. So we have a lot of little things coming as a fallout or follow-up from that meeting. We have some changes coming up in September to Smart UL. We have some changes to PlanRight. And the bottom line is, you know, we're very responsibly reactive. If we hear something or you guys think of something that we haven't thought about, and that's happened over our 13-year partnership, it's there. What's not new is our commitment to the Alliance, our appreciation for what you all do, and, you know, that's going to be consistent going forward.
Yeah, that's been huge. And Darwin, you know, Noel and I have been watching what Andy's done on the doubling down right now. We've watched what Forrester's doing on doubling down. And so we said, hey, man, we understand what's going on. We're not missing out on this growth spurt that's happening. We're trying to double down and incentivize people to jump in on this and create more opportunities for people that want to step ahead, put their neck out, get ahead of the crowd. And what we're doing is we've added our own contest on top of that. And for the people that are in what we call our base shops, these are outside of Paul Epstein's organization, outside of Joe Duke's organization. We've decided to put money on the table as well. And so, darling, one of the things that we've done, we've got people listening here that may know about this, maybe they don't. I don't know if everybody understands it, but we've got a contest for our top five producing agents where over the same time period of April 1st to June 30th, we've got $1,000 to the top producing agent as an extra bonus. We've got $500 to the number two agent. We've got $300 to the third place, $200 for fourth place, $100 for fifth place. But more important than just that, we're also doing the same thing on the recruiting side. There's $1,000, $500, $300, $200, $100 for first through fifth places. But here's what we're trying to do to be in concert with Andy's contest, Darwin, is we've got it set up so if somebody wins our contest and they are in Andy's top 33, if they fall into 11 through 33 in his ranking, we're going to double that prize money. So if somebody's our number one guy and they happen to fall in 80s, not only will they earn, I think, in the top 33, it could be 500 or 1,000 or 1,500. We're going to double that 1,000 to 2,000, both on the selling and the recruiting side. And similarly, if they fall into number 2 through 10, we'll triple that prize. So if we had somebody place like number 2 on Andy's team, and then let's say our number 2 guy placed number 10 in Andy's top 33, we would take both those prizes and we would triple that amount. So the number 1 guy could, instead of get 1,000 from us, would get 3,000. Or if the number 2 person came in that, you know, say 8th place, we triple that 500 to 1,500. And if our number 1 guy happens to be Andy's number 1 guy or girl, we're going to take that $1,000 and we will quadruple it and make that a $4,000 payout.
Shicky boom.
And that's, again, both on the recruiting side and on the selling side. So, again, somebody on our contest could win both sides of that. If they happen to place number, you know, top 10 on Andy's side, number 1 with us, that could be, they won both sides. They could win $8,000 from Noel and I plus 50,000. Somebody could, if they won both sides on Myers, both sides on Andy's, they could pick up 20 plus 20 plus Andy said he'd kick another 10,000. There's 50,000 plus 8,000 from us. That could be a $58,000 bonus for what they've done in this second quarter. And so if people could think big. In fact, Darwin, I don't want to embarrass you. Have you ever had a quarterly bonus from working at Foresters for $58,000?
Okay, well, you didn't want to, but you did. So, no, the answer is no. I have not.
Okay.
doubling down is contagious here. You know, thanks to you for stepping up and Paul, and I hear Joe as well. I mean, it is a madman contest, and again, my feelings are hurt. No, I've never had a quarterly bonus, but it makes it a very good opportunity for everyone and anyone out there listening. And yes, there's the big dogs and they're the experience. I heard some names at the front end of the program, but you know, this reminds me as well, Mike, on this draw thing. I remember, I don't exactly know what trip it was, but Jasmine Lightborn was one of the individuals where we ran a draw, and she came on one of our trips. So there's winners, right? There's people that are going to win, and there's going to be more people that are going to win. So it's just crazy. You know, here's a little bit of a cloud in the silver lining. I did just get a message back from our keeper of gas cards. They're saying they're only limiting one per agent.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was under the other one, but I tell you what, if there's somebody out there listening, you know, we might find a little extra love in something if they're out doing something. We always like to reward production.
Okay. All right, then. So little throttling on that, but that's okay. There's still a lot of money on the table here for everybody. In fact, Darwin, just so people understand, I think, how wide open the contest is within our agency. I just want to kind of give a quick shout-out to the people and our team in terms of where they're issued paid. Some of the names that are out there in the top 10, just based on through, like, I think, the 26th of April, I've got names like, you know, Megan Wood is showing up in the top 10. She's you know, a part-time agent who's got a full-time job. I'm looking at, you know, Justin Carson, Eric Thompson, who's a rookie with us right now, John Lehman, who's not yet been with us a year, Ariel Bulware, who just went full-time, Lindsey Behrens in that top 10, Rachel Burke, Brian Beasley, Jeff Wilhelm. These are all guys who are, and Alain German. These are all folks that are, like, in that top 10 right now that are in striking distance of, you know, being in the top five with us. And here's the other thing going on the recruiting side. I don't know if people realize how wide open it is, not just our contest, but it's the Alliance. Like, if people, everybody's seeing mine and Noel's name at the top, you know, as Andy's talked on TWC about it for the month of April, and we're focused on winning that, but we're not in our contest, and even in the Alliance, there might have been a couple people, like, just below us, but there was a whole pack of people with, like, one or two new writing agents in the month of April so far. And so if somebody just decided to step out a little bit, it wouldn't take but a little bit of focus and a little bit of extra effort to show up in Andy's top 33 and to show up in our top five on the recruiting side. And if somebody
what's the secret to recruiting?
You know what? The secret to it, I think, is number one, want to. I mean, do you want to? Because if you want to, then you'll find ways to figure it out. If you want to, if you understand, I want to build a business. I love having an impact of helping other agents serve more families. I love being an impact player. I like the idea of moving up the levels on the recruiting side. I love it when Andy pulls other leaders based on the structure and growth of the organization. If you have that desire, that's the first thing. But now beyond that, the next thing is, are you putting yourself in a position to talk to people, whether it's with your clients or whether it's, are you being intentional about using some tools to work on the advertising side, or are you even talking to people you know that are good people? In fact, Darwin, I just did a list dial session yesterday with an agent on our team, Ariel, and we broadcast this for those that wanted to listen in. And she was talking to one of her former college roommates who's out there, who's in sales, who's thinking, you know what, I might have an interest. And then she immediately said, I'm really busy over the next 2 weeks, but I've got a friend who just applied to work for our same company, and they put her through this training program, and she lost out the position. So she had all this great sales training and then was told she doesn't have the job, and she's looking for a job. And so guess what? Well, that person, we got on the phone right away. So Ariel, who's been with us at some level for over a year now, has got her list, and she's calling people she just didn't think about calling. It a good, sharp people that have been productive, that are saying, yeah, I have an interest, and who either themselves may have an interest or know somebody that's a good person that could be a match for what we do. So number one, a want to. Number two, are you talking to clients on who they know or if they have an interest? And number three, are you thinking about people that you already know? And then number four, beyond that, are you thinking about using other tools that we have access to, be it a Monster or a ZipRecruiter? We can teach you how to use other tools. So, Darwin, if somebody's wanting to, it's just putting yourself in motion, making sure you have time in your schedule to be active and focused on that, and then learning and getting better at that. Those are the big things I can tell you, Darwin.
So if somebody was out for dinner tonight and went out to dinner and they had a server, they could talk to the server about the opportunity?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If they took an Uber to the restaurant, could they talk to the Uber driver?
Hey, they could talk to anybody. And certainly, okay, I tell people, you know, if you're there, look for the sharper people. Like, if you're at a nice restaurant, look for the sharpest server there. You know, if you're at McDonald's, I don't know if I'd pass my business card out to the guy who's giving me fries through the drive-thru window. Nothing against him. But if you see somebody that looks like they're going somewhere, doing something, and you happen to have a connection or are talking to them, that's looking for the good, talented people, keeping your eyes out there as you're out there living your life. You have a client, and they're talking about their son who graduated college, who's been tearing it up in their career. That's the kind of person you may want an introduction to. It's funny, sometimes you have a client, and they say, hey, my son used to have a license, or my daughter has a license, and you know, I'd even like them to look over this policy. So that's a good idea. In fact, we probably ought to call them. what's their number, and then getting an introduction. So the opportunities to find somebody, Darwin, they're all over the place.
Almost sounds like a spider. What do they say? There's one never farther than 3 or 6 feet away from you?
Hey, they're out there if you're paying attention and if it's at the front of your mind. So that's where we get to the want to. So if you have a desire to move, grow, and be a bigger impact, you absolutely can. Now, Darwin, there's some people that think that, hey, in order to be a good recruiter, I have to be a good coach, and I have to have already been in the top 33. And I want to help clarify that because some people don't understand that. It's kind of like, you know, I'm a New England Patriots fan, Darwin, and some people think that, you know, they think that the coaches in the scouting department are the same thing, and they're not. They're two different departments. There's the people that do the scouting and the talent evaluation, and then there's the people that are out there that are doing the coaching of the players. And I think it's understanding the difference between those two roles. So if you can scout and find talent, we've got people in your upline or people on the team that can help do the coaching. So you can be relieved of the coaching duties as you're new with us. Focus on your own selling duties and start to weave in the scouting and recruiting duties and allow the people that know how to coach and get others up to speed help you out in that capacity. So don't sweat. Yes, the person you hire needs to be coached. They're going to need to be trained, but we don't expect you to be a coach just because you sold 5 policies with us. That's a big thing for help. Hopefully that helps somebody understand the opportunity on that side of it.
And, Mike, you have those tools available, right, to help them in that situation.
We do.
Right?
And we
it's not like you ignore them once you get them there.
I think that's an important part of the culture, not just the alliance, but specifically within our team. And that's why we've got tools like our WhatsApp chat group where an agent can reach out. That's why we take calls from agents in the home. That's why we've got staff that train to take calls and help out. And we've got folks that will, and even just other veteran agents on the team that are willing to take calls to serve. And that's a big part of the culture of our team that we're very focused on. We're very proud of, and we know it has an impact. And our big thing is encouraging the new agents to tap into that and helping them know that we do care and we are looking to help and serve them at that level.
Yeah, I don't think it's, by accident that you guys have been the number one marketing organization with us every year. There's tools, there's support, and there's help. You don't just do this without any kind of system and intentional focus.
Yeah. So, Don, man, I hope people get the sense that both Foresters is moving forward, moving up, that the Alliance is moving forward, moving up, and that everybody that's here listening today has a chance to be part of that moving forward and moving up. And I'm hoping people see it. I'm hoping people are taking advantage of it. And Foresters and what you guys are doing with the Alliance and Strong Foundation is just one piece that I hope that people listen to this, whether they get this here now or if they missed it and they hear it on this podcast or on Stitcher here the next day or two, or they catch up with it or if they're running on the treadmill. I'm hoping they pick up and they, again, keep forwarding this information and getting this out there. Darwin, thank you so much for taking your time today. We definitely appreciate it. And excited to see what happens over the balance of the next 60 days and the rest of this 212 contest.
Well, Mike, again, thank you very much for the opportunity and everybody's time and attention. Safe travels. I know I'll see you and Noel in Hawaii and many other on the line. So until then, we'll see you, folks.
All right, guys. Everybody take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.